Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ami Kazar is with us. Ami Kazar is the CEO and founder of Multifunding. .com. Multifunding is the name of his company, where he helps people just like you find the people who can fund your business growth. And Ami, thanks again for being here. You've got some thoughts on paying taxes today. Tell us about what you're thinking.
Sure, Jim. So the it's tax time, and the number one thing business owners and entrepreneurs, and frankly all of us, no one likes to pay tax, right? Comes time to go visit the CPA and sort out your taxes for the year. It's human nature to try to pay the least amount of tax possible. But in many respects, when you're looking towards the future, that's short-term thinking. So if you're going to minimize your taxes in whatever creative ways you can, if one day it comes time to getting a loan or trying to sell your company, you are going to create unanticipated consequences in the future that could cost you a lot more.
When you say minimize taxes, what you really mean is minimizing profits, right?
That's correct.
If you try to reduce the profit on the bottom line, that's a number. Those are numbers that your banker or a prospective buyer want to see.
Exactly. How much money is this making? And they don't really want to care about how much you are skimming off here or there to pay less taxes. They want to know what this business was producing and what the and the cash flow or the EBITDA, and they don't want to have to be sitting there and doing add backs and this and that. In fact, if you take a loan to an SBA officer and the SBA officer discovers that you've been fudging your taxes, the SBA officer is, in fact, obligated by law to report that to the IRS.
Let me tell you a quick story. So I'm helping someone buy a business back in my consulting days. I'm helping a client buy a business, and we're sitting with the seller, and we're looking over the financial statements, and the seller says, "Now those numbers aren't really accurate." He basically came up with all the different ways that he had, fudged his numbers, skimmed off of it to do different things for himself and his family, and he was trying to say, now when we put all that back in, this is what the profit the company is really capable of. So that's how he wanted to tell us about the profit. Well, I tapped my client on the forearm, and I said, "I think it's time for us to go."
That's correct, and that happens a lot.
And we did. We left.
But not just in selling the company. When it comes time to getting a loan, bankers and especially if you're looking for a low interest loan, bankers are pretty black and white people. They don't like gray. And they manage risk and they want to lend to you against the numbers that are reflected on the documents you signed with the IRS and attested to be correct. And so the difference in paying an extra few dollars in taxes could mean in the future the difference between paying 6% on a loan or 60% on a loan. Or you could get in an unanticipated working capital crunch in the future and need a loan for growth or for something unexpected. And your options are much more limited or much narrower because of what you did with your taxes. And to be honest, Jim, I think this is a big issue that I don't think accountants or CPAs do enough in warning and educating their clients about. So, you know, people like to think of their CPA as the man or woman that helps them save taxes.
I do. But I don't think accountants help their clients skim money or pad the thing or that kind of thing. I don't think they do that, but I agree with this. I don't think they talk to them enough about the other side of paying what the taxes you should be paying.
Correct.
With the implications, as you say, from a banker standpoint. I mean, a banker wants to see that you've been profitable and that not only that, but that you've retained those profits.
That you
were not only good enough to make a profit, but you were disciplined enough to leave it in the business on the balance sheet.
That's correct.
That's one thing. And that's if you never plan to sell your business.
That's correct. And so these are the issues that I really think that, especially as we come upon tax time here, and this is the time of year, that entrepreneurs and business owners should think long and hard about when they're getting their taxes ready, and whatever they're going to present or represent to the IRS, it should be clean. It should represent what's actually happening in the business, the good and the bad. And you should sleep well at night, and you should know that, you know, I always argue that in business, we should think offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's coming up in the future. You might say, oh, I don't care. I'm never going to sell my business. But
yep.
One day you could change your mind. You might
yep.
say, I'm never going to need to borrow money. But one day,
no, you will,
good or
that,
bad.
No, you can say that if you want, but that's those either one of those things are going to happen. When we come back, Ami and I are going to debate whether when you make a loan request and you get approved, should there be a waiting period, like when you buy a condo? We're going to debate that after these messages. Intel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.